Following are the FAQs, or frequently asked questions, from the official Construction Health and Safety New Zealand website. Number one, where can I get an SSSP or similar form? You can find an industry created form here, and I'll put the link in on Builder's Base. Is health screening required? Answer, only if required by agreement with the main contractor. Does everyone need to be re-inducted to the site? When first returning to work at level 3, all workers and contractors are to be re-inducted and informed of this protocol as applicable. Why aren't we recommending that face masks should be mandatory? Answer, I'm sure many of you have followed the ongoing debate around the use of masks, whether cloth or manufactured surgical masks or N95 masks, and whether or not they have much value. The jury's still out. In general, if people want to wear a mask, they can. There's no specific harm in doing so, as long as you're using it appropriately. If they're not using it appropriately, it can actually be worse, because people tend to fiddle with them a lot. That can increase their susceptibility to being infected. Next question. What is required at alert level 2? The industry is working on level 2 protocols and will advise once these are completed. What is a vulnerable worker? Information about vulnerable workers can be found on the Ministry of Health website. Why aren't we recommending that thermometer testing should be mandatory? Answer, thermal detection devices are impractical to enforce for all sites, as we do not have the supply in New Zealand to achieve this. Devices also vary and can be unreliable in determining if someone is infected with COVID-19. Moreover, your body temperature is not always a great way to tell if you've been infected by COVID-19 or any virus for that matter. Not all people infected with COVID-19 show symptoms, and if they do, it can take days to appear. And what happens if you've taken some medication to bring your fever down? Next up is, how can I get enough of the required PPE, e.g. rubber gloves? If you're having trouble sourcing rubber gloves, hand sanitizer, or other required PPE, then there are people and organizations around that will be able to assist. If you're a part of a membership organization, they may be able to assist in sourcing PPE products for you. Alternatively, if you're working on site, contact the main contractor, as they may have stock to sell or share. Be prepared to stay well stocked and order your supplies early. Don't wait until you have nothing left before you place an order. Why should we split our teams on site? If possible, split your team into 50-50, e.g. site attendance, management, supervision and trade teams. Then if half of the team gets infected, the other half of the team will still be able to work. By zoning areas to specific teams, you also reduce the likelihood of spreading the virus beyond teams. And that refers back to the recommendation of, if you need two people to lift something, then those two people create a two-person bubble on site. Next question. Why is practical distancing 1 meter at work but 2 meters outside of work? Government has advised that workplaces must operate safely, keeping 1 meter between workers, recording who's working together, limiting interaction between groups of workers, disinfecting surfaces, and maintaining high hygiene standards. We have recommended to operate under guidance given within the Alert Level 3 information, and there's a link on that as well. That's it for the Q&A.